Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week, which means it's a brand new opportunity for you to do something amazing, and it all begins today. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Monday. Have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Have brand new music from our Artist of the Week, Teddy Swims. Teddy has been the Artist of the Week before, but his new single, Lose Control, I know you guys are going to love this. And in today's news you can use, you're going to be hearing part of my conversation with home improvement expert George Oliphant from the show George to the Rescue. We talk about some ways you can do some work on your home from the inside out. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines. In national news, conservative groups sued to block Biden plan canceling $39 billion in student loans. Two conservative groups are asking a federal court to block the Biden administration's plan to cancel $39 billion in student loans for more than 800,000 borrowers. In a lawsuit filed on Friday in Michigan, the group argued that the administration overstepped its power when it announced a forgiveness in July, just weeks after the Supreme Court struck down a broader cancellation plan pushed by President Joe Biden. It asked a judge to rule the cancellation illegal and stop the Education Department from carrying it out while the case is decided. The suit was filed by the New Civil Liberties Alliance and the Cato Institute. The Education Department called the suit a desperate attempt from right-wing special interests to keep hundreds of thousands of borrowers in debt. We are not going to back down or give an inch when it comes to defending working families, the department said in a statement. It is part of a wave of legal challenges Republicans have leveled at the Biden administration's efforts to reduce or eliminate student debt for millions of Americans. Biden has said he will pursue a different cancellation plan after the Supreme Court decision, and his administration is separately unrolling a more generous repayment plan that opponents call a backdoor attempt at cancellation. The Biden administration announced July 14th of this year that it would soon forgive loans for 804,000 borrowers enrolled in income-driven repayment plans. The plans have long offered cancellations after borrowers made 20 or 25 years of payments, but past administrative failures resulted in inaccurate payment counts that set borrowers back on their progress toward forgiveness, the department said. In more national news, NASA restores contact with Voyager 2 spacecraft after a mistake led to weeks of silence. NASA's Voyager 2 spacecraft was back chatting it up on Friday after flight controllers corrected a mistake that led to weeks of silence. Hurtling even deeper into interstellar space, billions of miles away, Voyager 2 stopped communicating 2 weeks ago. Controllers sent the wrong command to the 46-year-old spacecraft, and it tilted its antenna away from Earth. On Wednesday of last week, NASA's Deep Space Network sent a new command in hopes of repointing the antenna using the highest power transmitter at the huge radio dish antenna in Australia. Two antennas needed to be shifted a mere 2 degrees. It took more than 18 hours for the command to reach Voyager 2, more than 12 billion miles away, and another 18 hours to hear back. The long shot paid off. On Friday, the spacecraft started returning data again, according to officials at California's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. I just sort of sighed. I melted in the chair, the project manager told the Associated Press. Voyager's back, the project scientist chimed in. Voyager 2 has been hurtling through space since its launch in 1977 to explore the outer solar system. Launched 2 weeks later, its twin Voyager 1 is now the most distant spacecraft, 15 billion miles away, and still in contact. In more national news, social media influencer Kai Cenat faces charges of inciting riot after thousands caused mayhem in New York City. Social media influencer Kai Cenat is facing charges of inciting a riot and promoting an unlawful gathering in New York City after the online streamer drew thousands of his followers, many of them teenagers, with promises of giving away electronics, including a new PlayStation. The event produced chaos with dozens of people arrested, some jumping atop vehicles, hurling bottles, and throwing punches. Cenat was released early Saturday from police custody after being issued a disappearance ticket, which police issued to require a suspect to appear in court to answer charges. A police spokesperson said he is to appear in court on August the 18th. In business news, fewer Americans got jobs in July than expected, but a steady market suggests U.S. may avoid recession. The job market has cooled over the summer, but is still strong enough to defy predictions that higher interest rates would tip the United States into recession. U.S. employers added 187,000 jobs last month, fewer than expected, but the unemployment rate dipped to 3.5%, and a sign the job market remains resilient. And finally, in entertainment news, Barbie joins $1 billion club, breaks another record for female directors. Greta Gerwig should be feeling closer to fine these days. In just 3 weeks in theaters, Barbie is set to sell past $1 billion in global ticket sales, breaking a record for female directors that was previously held by Patty Jenkins, who helmed Wonder Woman. That made the top five movies over the weekend. Number one, Barbie with $53 million. Number two, Meg 2 The Trench with $30 million. Number three, Oppenheimer with $29 million. Number four, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem with $28 million. And number five, Haunted Mansion with $9 million. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Today is a new start to a new chapter of your life. Do not keep turning back to what has already been. Move forward with what is possible beginning right now. Have an amazing Monday. Teddy Swims, as I mentioned, has been the artist of the week this week, but I was on Instagram last week and found out he has brand new music. And this song is a hit. It's called Lose Control. I think it's something all of us can relate to in some form or fashion. So I wanted to be able to share it with all of you. Teddy Swims, again, is our artist of the week. Enjoy Lose Control. We're here on Conversation Daily News.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm losing control when you're not next to me? Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem is, I want your body like a fiend, like a bad habit. How to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is, when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees, got me down on my knees.
part of my conversation coming up with home improvement expert George Oliphant in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us, you're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your news you can use. Home improvement expert George Oliphant rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about ways you can be able to do some work yourself on your home from the inside out. Here's a bit of our conversation.
George, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you again for the time.
Oh, man, it's so good to be on with you. And, that, yeah, any information I can hand out, I hope it's helpful.
Well, I believe that. Well, George, because it's a little cooler inside these days than outside, let's start on the inside of the house with flooring. What can you recommend for our audience when it comes to flooring, George?
Good idea. Get inside while it's still hot.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Destinations collection from Bellawood. It's exclusive to LL Flooring. It's an engineered hardwood. It's got 12 sophisticated styles. What I love about it is the 9.5-inch hardwood plank. So 9.5 inches is about 3 times as big as your traditional hardwood floor plank, which is really on trend right now. We've put it in on a couple of episodes. It just looks gorgeous. My designers are big into it. It's got a great look in the home. One thing I love about the wide plank floors is that you really get to see the uniqueness of each grain of wood. Plus, the wider planks make your home feel larger and more open. But really, no matter where you are in your flooring journey, LL Flooring has got the experts on call ready to help you find the right floor at the right price for your home.
Love that. Love that. It's a great place to be able to start for sure. So let's talk about what you were suggesting when it comes to what we're actually using as far as tools go. George, what tools would you suggest for those who are doing work on the house?
So I think that everybody in their toolbox should have a miter saw. The Festool KSC60 cordless miter saw is a game changer because you're no longer tethered to an outlet with a cord. Because of the battery power, it just makes it so versatile. You can go anywhere, any job site, no job site's too far away.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We better get on tomorrow with more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, Music from Artist of the Week, Teddy Swims, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, we have Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Then let's go make today amazing. Take care.